And you are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to Civic Matters. We are a week, a day away from the November general election, and there are a number of ways to continue gathering more information and to be involved. Here to talk about some of those opportunities is my partner in Civic Matters. Mary Morgan is the executive director of the Civ City Initiative. And Mary, it feels like we've been talking about these midterms forever, and now it's almost here.
Almost. I see the finish line. And I also have to ask, what's going to be your Halloween costume?
You
have the chance to be like a big ballot or something interesting like that.
Well, personally, I don't need to dress up, and I still frighten the children. So I think I'll just stick
good
with my
know.
Face. Dave is bad enough for Halloween. What about you? What are you going to be?
I haven't decided yet. So, you know, there's time to carve a pumpkin with a big vote sign on it and all sorts of things where you can sort of mesh the Halloween election themes. I'm still working on it.
But it's going to be interesting, I know, and I'll look forward to seeing the pictures. Speaking of elections, you know, the right to vote, it is in fact a right, but it is also a privilege. And there are those who say that not enough of us get the real right to exercise that privilege. What's being done to protect our right to vote?
So there's a group that's operating at the national level as well as locally. It's called the Election Protection Coalition. And right now they're looking for people who can be poll monitors on election day. It's not an official title. Sometimes, you know, we talk about election inspectors that are actually working the polls. These volunteers would be outside of the polling areas, but they would be there to provide information about people's rights to vote. So what are the voter ID laws in a particular state, in a particular location? They'd be passing out Know Your Rights cards to voters, answering basic questions about, you know, can ID be required? What about a provisional ballot? And I think it's a great idea because there, you know, it is confusing. It varies sometimes from state to state. So especially if you're moving to a state where the procedure is a little bit different. So we're going to have a link to a way that you can sign up to volunteer to be a poll monitor. And I think you're going to have that on your site too. So it's an interesting, and I hope that people will check it out. And I think it's a great service to voters in our area.
And getting familiar with those rules, those regulations, and what exactly your rights are is important. And if early indication is proven true, then some of those lines at the ballot next Tuesday may be very long, so you'll have time to peruse that and get familiar with it. However, I know that the state of Michigan has reported that over 1 million absentee ballots were distributed, and many of those have already been returned, and we're seeing higher numbers in Washtenaw County as well. However, if you do want an absentee ballot, you still have time to request one, right?
Right, and I think it's a good idea. You know, in Michigan, you have to meet certain criteria to qualify to get an absentee ballot.
But you know people that fudge on that, don't you?
Well, you know, people can fudge. I mean, one of the things that is, you know, leaves some room for flexibility is if you think you might be out of town on election day, you can request a ballot. But, you know, generally people who are over 60 can get a ballot if you have physical disabilities or you can't attend the polls because of your religious beliefs and other things. So, you know, there, and I think a lot of people who are eligible are also looking at the possibility of long lines and saying, you know what, I'd just rather make sure that I'm there, make sure that my vote's cast ahead of time, and avoid the long line. So check it out. You can still request a ballot. You have to actually apply for the ballot, absentee ballot, and then it's mailed to you unless you apply in person. This Saturday, which is the last Saturday before the election, this Ann Arbor City Clerk's office will be open on Saturday from 8 to 2. And you can go in and actually get your ballot on the spot and vote there if you want. It's also the last day when you can request a ballot by mail. So if you call into the clerk's office, they will mail you a ballot. You can get a ballot in person up until 4 o'clock on Monday before the election.
And, of course.
Yeah, time's a-wasting.
Yeah, in those cases, you would have to return the ballot in person to ensure that your vote was counted, to be sure. This is 89.1 WEMU. You're listening to Civic Matters. It's our weekly get-together with Mary Morgan of the Civ City Initiative. And, Mary, locally, there is no more controversial measure than one voters in Ann Arbor will decide next week. Proposal A, if approved, would preserve the city-owned property best known as the library lot for an urban park and civic center. City Council has already agreed to sell that property to the Chicago-based developers Core Spaces for $10 million. Core Spaces last week upped the ante, saying it will contribute $100,000 for development of a community plaza as part of its 17-story high-rise development it calls the Collective on Fifth. There seems to be a lot of vitriol in the lead-up to the vote between those who support the ballot proposal and those who support the new development. What are you hearing?
It's really divisive. You know, on both sides, there's accusations of misrepresenting some of the facts. There's a lot of uncertainty about the proposals. You know, that it's unclear exactly what would happen to that area if Proposal A passed. The Collective on Fifth, which is the development you mentioned, you know, that design hasn't been finalized yet, so there's still some uncertainty there, and I think that makes things even more difficult. I would encourage people to watch a video of a panel discussion that happened last Thursday. It represents both sides. There are two people on the pro side, two people on the con side, and there were a lot of questions from the audience. That is a good way to kind of get an overview. And then there's a couple events this week that are happening. One tonight, actually, there's a few student groups that are hosting a forum called The Student's Guide to Prop A. It's happening at the Ford School tonight at 8 o'clock. And I looked at the lineup. It looks like it's mostly anti-Prop A people, so I hope that they were successful in getting some people from the other side as well.
Yeah, balance in this conversation is exceedingly important.
Yeah. So there's that happening. And then on Thursday, there's going to be a forum, another public forum, about the development, the Collective on Fifth. That'll happen at the City Club from 5 to 7, and that's an opportunity for people to weigh in on, you know, what you'd like to see there. There is this public plaza as part of the design, so that's something that's still being discussed.
At its heart, it's really about what Ann Arbor is, what it wants to be, and how it wants to honor its history. So it's preservation versus development. And I'm not exactly sure. I don't have a sense as to how the community is going to vote on this matter. Do you?
I don't, because historically, parks are something that automatically get support. And I think that this time, a lot of the people who have traditionally supported parks are not supporting this one. So it's really, I don't have a good read on it either, and I think it's important if you have a strong opinion about it, you know, make sure you're informed, and then go to the polls and vote.
And, of course, we will have election night's results as they happen here on 89.1 WEMU in full follow-up on Wednesday morning of next week as we review the outcomes of these elections, including what happens with Proposal A in Ann Arbor. Now, we talk a lot about elections, but there are things that happen outside of the elections as well, aren't they, Mary?
There are, and this week, actually the next couple of weeks, you have the opportunity to apply for advisory positions that are open on the Washtenaw County Advisory Boards and Commissions. And I would encourage people to check this out, because there are nearly 20 different groups. So surely you could find some topic area that you're interested in there. Things related to parks and open areas, things related to public safety, social services. There's an opening on the Board of Health. Some openings on the Board of Appeals, Construction Board of Appeals, Historic District Commission, Huron River Watershed Council, and several others. So that is an opportunity to volunteer and to kind of get to know the county government a little bit more. It really is one of those, we call them the stealth government, because a lot of people don't know about what work it does, and it really has a lot of different services that it provides for the community, and you can be a part of that.
It's one of the ways to, well, best identify what your passions are, how you want to serve those passions, and then become involved in a meaningful way and actually help shape policy and direction for the community in which you live. Now, if Mary, if I were to ask you, What passion would you want to serve if you were going to serve on a commission or a board as opposed to reporting on them?
Wow, that is a tough one. I actually would, you know what I would do? I would look to see the staff support that's provided on a particular board or commission, because I think that really the staff that you work with as a volunteer makes the experience really meaningful. And if you have strong staff support, that is a much better experience than if you're kind of just, you know, you don't really know what you're doing, or you're out there on your own as a and as advisory group. So that's what I would look for. And it would be hard for me to pick something that wasn't related to civic engagement and kind of participatory democracy. So I'd have to think about that one, David Fair.
Nonetheless, a very thoughtful answer. I'm very grateful. Now, the most important question of the morning. What will you be handing out for trick-or-treaters?
Oh, yeah, I haven't decided that either. In past years recently, I haven't been home, so, and actually I do have plans, so I'm not sure I'll be home this
Do you just leave the bowl on the front porch and hope that one person doesn't take it all?
Right. Well, I tell you, growing up, my parents made fresh donuts, so I've always felt like that. I could never quite hit that, you know, that level of competency.
We have to end our time today together, but please forward me your folks' address so I can stop by their house on Trick or Treat.
Will do.
Thank you very much, Mary. We'll talk again next week.
Terrific.
That is Mary Morgan, the Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative. Join us next Monday for one final pre-election edition of Civic Matters on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.